This is Akashvani, the news read by Indu Chuku. The voting process of the vice presidential election is underway at the new parliament building. The fight is between NDA nominee and Maharashtra Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan and India bloc nominee and former Supreme Court Judge B. Sudarshan Reddy. Prime Minister Narendra Modi was the first among the members who cast his vote. The voting in this election is held by a secret ballot. Members of the Electoral College can vote according to their choice or wish and are not bound by any party whip. The voting will continue till 5 p.m. Counting of votes will be held after 6 p.m. onwards. The BJP-led NDA allies have expressed confidence that NDA nominee C.P. Radhakrishnan will emerge victorious in the vice presidential election for which voting is being held today. Union Minister and senior BJP leader Gajendra Singh Shekhawat said that C.P. Radhakrishnan will win the election with a huge margin of votes. Union Minister G. Kishan Reddy also said that NDA candidate C.P. Radhakrishnan will win the election with a thumping majority and will serve the nation with full commitment. Mr. Reddy alleged that Congress has no trust in the constitution and indulges in doing politics on every issue. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reviewed the flood-affected regions of Himachal Pradesh, reaffirming the center's commitment to stand with those impacted by the natural calamity. Beginning his tour in Himachal Pradesh, the Prime Minister assessed the damage caused by torrential rains and landslides. He will later conduct an aerial survey of flood-ravaged areas in Punjab. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has conducted an aerial survey of the disaster-affected areas in Himachal Pradesh. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today interacted with participants of the 3rd Global South Young Diplomats Forum. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar highlighted the sentiment and solidarity that continue to drive the Global South agenda forward. Union Minister for Communications and Development of Northeastern Region Jyotiraditya M. Sindhya today unveiled the UPI-UPU integration project at the 28th Universal Postal Congress in Dubai, calling it a landmark step to transform cross-border remittances and expand financial inclusion worldwide. The initiative developed jointly by the Department of Post, NPCI International Payments Limited and the Universal Postal Union integrates India's Unified Payments Interface UPI with the UPU interconnection platform, combining the reach of the postal network with the speed and affordability of UPI. In Nepal, Prime Minister P.K. Sharma Oli has called for an all-party meeting this evening in the wake of protest over the recent ban on social media platforms. In a message, Mr. Oli said he is in dialogue with the relevant parties to assess the situation and find a meaningful conclusion. He appealed to people to remain calm in this difficult time. The all-party meeting is scheduled to be held at 6 p.m. today. Meanwhile, the Ministry of External Affairs have advised all Indian nationals residing in Nepal to exercise caution and adhere to the guidelines issued by the Nepali authorities amid protest in the country. In a statement, the ministry informed that New Delhi is closely monitoring the developments in Nepal and expressed sadness over the loss of lives. Prime Minister of Mauritius, Dr. Navin Chandra Ram Gulam, has arrived in Mumbai on an 8-day visit to India. This is the first overseas bilateral visit to India in his present term. Dr. Ram Gulam had earlier visited India in May 2014 to attend the swearing-in ceremony of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. During the current visit, Dr. Ram Gulam will call on President Draupadi Murmu and hold discussions with Prime Minister Modi to further enhance the strategic partnership. ISRO Chairman V. Narayanan has said that during Operation Sindoor, all Indian satellites functioned round the clock and fully met the requirements. Addressing an event in New Delhi, Mr. Narayan highlighted how ISRO is strengthening India's technological edge, boosting localization and technology transfer, and driving space entrepreneurship to position as a global space leader. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.